USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Republican U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas and 38 of his House Republican colleagues introduced a resolution on Friday urging the Biden administration to fulfill its obligation to fully enforce federal immigration laws in response to the migrant surge in Del Rio. Gonzalez says most of the Haitians were not sent back to Haiti.
Out of these 15,000 migrants that were under there, about 2,000 got sent back to Haiti. That means 13,000 were processed and released into the United States.
Norway will end all COVID-19 related restrictions starting Saturday, the government announced, joining a growing list of countries and states that have removed pandemic curbs. Now the time has come to return to a normal daily life. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slammed the cowards of the Supreme Court for the dark of night Texas abortion law decision as the House passed the Women's Health Protection Act.
What the Supreme Court did was cowardly, a cowardly dark of night decision, to allow that bill to go into effect. How could it be?
The U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation on Friday to protect abortion services against growing Republican-backed state restrictions, including a Texas law that imposes a near-total ban on abortion, but the bill is unlikely to pass the Senate. The U.S. Department of State said China is attempting to divert attention from its own bad conduct in Hong Kong by accusing the United States of interfering in city affairs. The statement comes after China published a list of people responsible for the alleged interference. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another California fire, Wendy King reports.
About 4,000 Shasta County residents have been told to evacuate their homes because of a wildfire just north of Redding, California, that has destroyed some structures. The Fawn Fire ignited on Wednesday in the area of Fawndale, according to Cal Fire. A 30-year-old woman from Palo Alto is suspected of arson after walking through brush near where a wildfire was burning in the area. The Shasta County DA has announced charges against Alexandra Soveniva. She said the suspect may be linked to other fires in the county and potentially elsewhere in California. So far, the Fawn Fire charred an estimated 7,000 acres. Some 25 structures have been confirmed destroyed, and more than 9,000 remain threatened. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton slammed President Joe Biden on Fox's America's Newsroom Friday for throwing Border Patrol agents under the bus. Cotton argued Border Patrol have been given an impossible job by this president who doesn't want to enforce our border.
Look, the Border Patrol have been given an impossible job by this president who doesn't want to enforce our border. They're brave men and women in law enforcement. There's plenty of places on our southern border where Border Patrol agents need to use horses to cover large amounts of forbidding terrain. And I think it's disgraceful that Joe Biden is blaming these brave men and women in law enforcement for his failures.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.